It's September 5th, I'm at an event called Sound of Silence. And let me tell you, it's quite the spectacle. Tucked away on 6th Ave at the heart of the city church, there's a lineup of local musicians. Emma Hill. Jaybird Parkhurst. Cannon Fire Orange. Leave me here to ask by the flowers. I'll be here for the next couple hours. Here was someone new. How about you? Medium Build. Looking at my phone nearly gave me a panic attack. I think I need to teach myself boundaries. And Oro Amago. I'm waiting on the car. But this is more than just some show, says organizer and performer Emma Hill.
Well, it's not just a concert. It's really an opportunity for us to talk about mental wellness and what that looks like in our community and the fact that it needs to be talked about more. And we're working really hard to break down the stigma surrounding mental illness and incorporating it into our community. So this show is a show, but it's also surrounding those ideas as well.
A series benefiting mental education. Sound Over Silence is put on by NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And for Emma Hill, this is a passion project that she wanted to see come to fruition.
This event has been something that I've been working on with a few different people to make happen for a while now. I'm a very strong believer in talking more about mental wellness within our community. And so when I reached out to Jason at NAMI and realized there was an opportunity for us to partner up and make a series that could benefit mental health education in our community, I wanted to do everything I could. So I put together this show and I got all these artists to be willing to donate their time because they're amazing.
Emma actually gave me a call out of the blue kind of right after Dunleavy was elected. And
that's Jaybird Parkhurst of the band Termination Dust.
You know, there are two fires in Alaska and there's news everywhere that was bad, and she was in tears and was like, I want to give back, I want to do something, and I have no idea what to do. So we brainstormed for a little bit and like she got to the point of feeling a little bit more confident and, you know, gave Jason a call and she just wanted to contribute something to like our society and our community here. And I told her I was on board no matter when or where it was.
This event holds personal ties for many of the performers, including Nick Carpenter of the band Medium Build.
Well, an event to raise money and awareness for mental illness and mental health and talk about suicide and depression. It's incredibly attractive to me because I struggle with mental illness, anxiety, and depression myself. And people don't like to talk about it because it's hard to talk about. So I'm very excited about having this event.
Putting Sound Over Silence together was a community effort, as organizers called up people they knew would want to be involved. Addison Rowland and Zach Morgan of the band Cannon Fire Orange are also part of Satellite Heart Records, which co-hosted the event.
We know Nick and the people who ran it. Also, we all support like mental health awareness and education.
Yeah, we feel it's really important. You know, we're just here to help out, spread awareness.
This event not only sparks interest in the performers, but also in the community.
I read up about it. It sounded like it was going for a good cause, so I wanted to attend.
It was amazing, really heartfelt. Good to see so many people come out for this good cause.
I came out because mental illness is something that affects our community a lot, and on a personal level, I deal with depression and anxiety regularly, and I really appreciate our community being willing to have these conversations and to be vulnerable, and I just Yeah, I appreciate our community for that.
The impact of this event isn't lost on the organizers, including the executive director of NAMI Anchorage, Jason Lassard.
The fact that so many people have come out both to support this and, you know, really everybody that's involved, from the folks at the space, the sound booth, the performers, have all donated their time and their talents to this because of how strongly they feel about the mission.
The event is more than just music. The stage was given to another organization that aims to destigmatize mental illness.
Well, I think it's honestly just really great. The ability of this event to be much more open with a lot of mental health issues. And I think a lot of these events have a lot of power because it breaks down stigma, if nothing else, just like in this room.
That's Bert Croft, one of the founders of the youth-led coalition Mental Health Advocacy Through Storytelling, commonly known as MHATS. Their approach to mental health awareness is more direct. Their members voice their own experiences with mental health struggles. Two of their members got on stage to share their stories.
Because mental health is so often talked about in music, especially local artists. I think it's a great idea to bring it all together with the intention of talking about and raising money for mental health treatment.
The music, the storytelling, all of it brought the room together.
Definitely feels like everyone's pretty intimate. No one's standing off very much. It's really cool. I like it. Definitely like a community-led event.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like people can just be open here, and it's really important to be that and have a community here. So, yeah, that's awesome.
This event not only shed light, but brought new voices to the community.
That we're going to hopefully put on more SOS shows, Sound Over Silence, and I just hope that it continues to grow. It's going to continue to help us create educational opportunities within the community around mental health.
I just think we just continue having events destigmatizing, talking about mental illness at a young age. Like, we're all struggling. Can we just talk about it? Just talk about it. I love it.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
For Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Cornelius Nelson.